أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل لعبادي الذين آمنوا يقيم الصلاة وينفق مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلال
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور سیز الحمدللہ بائی دی گریس آف اللہ ٹوڈے دی بریڈفورڈ جماعت
یہ مسجد بنانے کی توفیق
ہیز بین انیبل ٹو بلڈ اینڈ کنسٹرکٹ دس ماسک
مسجد کے طور پر
ایز اے ماسک
استعمال ہونے والا
ایک
سینٹر تو یہاں موجود
دیر واز اے سینٹر ہیئر وچ واز بینگ یوزڈ ایز اے ماسک اینڈ اکارڈنگ ٹو مائی انڈرسٹینڈنگ
جو ہال تھے اس کی جو گنجائش
اینڈ دی ہالز دیٹ یو ہیڈ دیئر دے ویئر جماعت کی کوائٹ سفیشینٹ ٹو فلفل دا نیڈس آف دی لوکل بریڈفورڈ جماعت
اس کو مسجد نہیں کہا جا سکتا
بٹ دیٹ واز اٹ واز ناٹ پاسبل ٹو کال اٹ دی ماسک
عمارت جسے انگریزی میں
دی اسپیشل بلڈنگ آف دی ماسک وچ از ٹیکنیکلی ڈسکرائبڈ ایز دی پرپز بلڈ ماسک دس از دی ویری فرسٹ ماسک وچ ہیز بین بلڈ ان دس ایریا بائی دی جماعت
ابھی میں نے دیکھا تو نہیں
آئی ہیونٹ سین اٹ فلی یٹ بٹ آئی ہیو سین دی فوٹوگرافس
بتانے والے بتاتے ہیں
اینڈ دی پیپل ہو ہیو سین اٹ دے ہیو ٹولڈ می دیٹ فرام دی اسٹریٹ اٹس لکس ویری بیوٹیفل فرام دیئر اینڈ آن دی وین یو اسٹینڈ ایٹ دی ٹیرس آف دی ماسک یو کین سی دا ہول سٹی ان فرنٹ آف یو اینڈ اٹ لکس ایز اف دا ہول سٹی از واچنگ دس ماسک اینڈ دیر آر سرٹن ادر ماسک ایز ویل ہیئر by the non-Ahmadis. They are also seen from here, quite far away. But anyway, in this place, Allah Almighty has given us this place for the construction of the mosque, which is at a quite elevated place in the city, and you can see the whole city from here, and also the people of the city, they can see the mosque from there. So in this respect, this mosque has a unique position, a special position, and this is all the blessings of Allah Almighty. And all of you people who are living in Bradford, you would have realized today that when the intention is firm and you are determined, then Allah Almighty helps you to accomplish that. When you decided that you are going to have a mosque here, then Allah Almighty also help you. And then there are some other mosques in this area which have been constructed, are under construction. And with this Friday, I would like to mention briefly about them as well. There is a mosque in Sheffield which has been built, and tomorrow inshallah the inauguration of that mosque will be there. But as that is not the occasion of the Juma, so I am telling you about this today. You were able to purchase that. The particulars of this mosque very briefly, because the Ahmadis all over the world, they are very keen to know. Those who are living here in UK, most of them they know it, but many others may not know it. So I tell you all, the history of the Jamaat is very old. In 1962, the Jamaat was established here. In 67, Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Salis came here, and then he came here in 73. In 1989, the current center which is being used by the Jamaat, that was purchased. And then in 79 it was purchased, and then Khalifat Musi Rabe, he came here, and then in 89 and 92 he was here, and under his instruction this place was search was made for a proper place for a mosque. And then the planning permission was obtained in 2001. And in 2004, as you know, the foundation stone of the mosque was laid. On the construction of this mosque, according to the figures available at this time, £2.3 million have been spent on this. And the capacity is 600 people for men, and the same is the size for the ladies' hall, and there is some other space as well. Apart from the construction company, our volunteers, they have also worked very hard. And may Allah bless all of them and reward them. And for the construction of the mosque, it was all the funds were not only collected by Bradford Jamaat, but I asked Lajna-e-Ma'illah UK that they should make the main contribution, and also the Khudam Al-Ahmadiyya was asked, UK was asked, because the mosque in Hartlepool was financed by Ansarullah. Anyway, Lajna-e-Ma'illah, they contributed very extensively, and also Majlis Khudam Al-Ahmadiyya, and also the local Jamaat, they contributed for that. Allah Almighty reward them all. Huzur says, by the grace of Allah, in UK Jamaat, now awakening is there. Previously, after many years, there used to be one mosque, our Salat centers were purchased, but now the trend, they have thought of building the purpose-built mosque, and may Allah continue this thought with them. And for the time being, they have fixed a target of 25. And the people in Europe, some section of them are increasing in their opposition, but there are some people, and particularly among the youngsters, those who are paying more attention and towards Islam, and taking interest in it. They see the teachings of the Holy Quran, and they study the history, and look at the happenings, the increase of Islam in Europe, they see that, and they are very much impressed by that. And then, in some areas, as the Jamaat is very small and it's not so well known, so these people do not know Ahmadiyya Jamaat. So when they go to these Muslim communities, when they are converted to Islam through them, so sometime they go on the wrong paths. So therefore, I mentioned once before that at the opening of the mosque in France, that many journalists were there. They say that the youngsters in Germany, they are very paying attention and interest in Islam. And he said that there was one person who said that I decided that if I have to become Muslim, then I should become Ahmadi Muslim. So this interest, we have to cater for that. And when we build a new mosque, then new introduction of Islam is made. And there are new ways of introduction of Islam and Ahmadiyyat which are opened. And the report given to me by Amir Sahib, in which the praise was made for Lajna, that Lajna Imala UK, in their financial contribution, they have fulfilled their promise and made a significant, but there was a slight complaint about the Khudamul Ahmadiyya. And so far as Khudamul Ahmadiyya are concerned, they say that they have fulfilled their promise. If they have not done anyway, so they should fulfill that. And the other mosque which I mentioned is in Sheffield. A mosque is under construction. There the Jamaat is there since 85. Now this property which has been purchased and converted into a mosque, that was purchased in 2006. And from there with 500,000 pounds, the mosque has been built, and there were few people, but now by the grace of Allah there are 200 members of the Jamaat there. And the capacity is 300 people. And also there are centers purchased in Leamington Spa. And also there is a new building purchased in Huddersfield. 1.5 acres is there. And I hope that in near future the mosque is going to be built there. May Allah enable them to do so. Huzoor says that we have to be very grateful to Allah Almighty for this bounty, that in the Ahmadiyya world more attention is being paid towards the construction of the mosque. In this, the UK Jamaat is also taking part now. Allah Almighty enable you to fulfill the target which I have just mentioned as soon as possible. But you should always remember that you should always think that just building a mosque or building a beautiful mosque, is that enough? Is this the thing which has been mentioned to us in this hadith, which is mentioned about the reward of building the mosque, in which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that who has built a mosque here, he has actually made a house for him in the hereafter. Certainly, building of the mosque is a very pious thing to do, and Allah Almighty loves it very much. That is why the promise has been given that in lieu of this one, Allah Almighty is going to give these people a house in paradise, and Allah Almighty has given the glad tiding of that. But Allah Almighty, the purpose for which these houses are built, and these houses should be built, to fulfill that objective is very essential and very important. You have to purify your intentions, and you have to create that passion and zeal in you. Allah Almighty, He knows the conditions of the heart, and He knows whatever is in the heart of the person and what is the intention behind it. For that God, that pure heart is to be created. And in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, it should be fully established in the heart. And purely for the sake of Allah Almighty, complying with the obligations towards Allah and human beings, this should be done. And I hope very much that the servants of the Masih-e Muhammadi, because of this position, they would be having this feeling and passion is already there in each and every Ahmadi. And when constructing this mosque, the same passion would have been created in the hearts of every Ahmadi here. Because if this passion and desire is not there, then Allah Almighty has, there is no question of having any house in the hereafter in reward of any mosque. Even Allah Almighty has not liked such mosques. Allah Almighty has not liked such mosque in which the pleasure of Allah Almighty is not intention. Then the opponents are the hypocrites. In order to deceive the people, during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they built a mosque. Allah Almighty commanded that the mosque should be demolished. And Allah Almighty says about that, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا زِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ لَا تَكُنْ فِيهِ أَبَدًا لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى رِضْوَانٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ أَمْ مَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانًا عَلَى جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ And those people who in order to create pain for the people and in order to division between the Muslims, and for this purpose, for those people who are fighting with Allah and His messengers, they built the mosque. Allah Almighty declares that these people are false people. You never stand in that mosque, the foundation of which which is founded on piety, that deserves more that you should stand there. There are some people who desire that they should be purified, and Allah Almighty loves those people who have the desire to be purified. So Allah Almighty says that whosoever has founded his foundation building on the pleasure of Allah Almighty, is that better, or that one who has put the foundation on the brink which is going to go down. And Allah Almighty does not look like those people who do the wrong things. So we claim that we are from the servants of the Masih-e Muhammadi, who have been in this age. He was sent that people should be enabled to recognize God Almighty. And the purpose of His advent is this one, that human beings should be brought closer to God Almighty, and they should be discharging their obligations towards human beings, other creations, and to remind other people to do the same. So these people can never be expected, from them that our mosque should be like that, that the purpose of that is to give harm to other people. Or God forgive us at any time, anything which is based on disbelief should be going out from there. Or it becomes a source of creating division among Muslims. Or we are going to give the refuge and protection to those people who are opponents of Allah and the Prophet. So when we are not going to be among like those people who are doing these sins, then we have to spread this thing in our surrounding. After the construction of this mosque, then after the construction of this mosque, we have to convey the message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam more than ever before. That under the servitude of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Mahdi who had to come, and the one who had to come to relieve the mankind from the difficulties, and that has come, and we are among those people who have believed in him. So we are those people that not to think of giving any heart to other people. We are the people who are going to kindle the lights of love in the hearts of people. And we are the believers of that Masih Muhammadi who announced that Allah Almighty has sent me for this purpose, that I should completely do away with the fighting in the name of Allah. So our mosques should be propagating this teaching. This teaching, which is the teaching of love and affection and kindness and meekness, is laying the foundation of this type of teaching. In any case, we are always extending the hand of reconciliation, and we are giving the message of peace to the world. And we have to remove the suffering of the people, and we have always offered sacrifices for this purpose, and we will continue doing so. Today, in the world, the introduction of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat is in relation to removing the suffering of the mankind. We are in the forefront of these people who are doing so. So people know it with this reference, because we are such a serving community. Rather, I would rather say that we are actually in front of all the people, much greater than any other people, because our services are without any intention of any gain, worldly gain. And wherever we have to go, in Africa, through the Humanity First, we are serving the cause of the community, cause of the mankind. In the islands, in South America, we are serving the mankind there. And Engineers Association of the Ahmadi is there. The UK members are working very hard in it, in African countries and elsewhere. So in every place, our task is to serve the mankind. We are providing the drinking water where water is not available. There are so many things that we are doing. So many types of service we are offering to the people. And in these verses which I recited in the beginning, one weakness of that mosque which is built not for the sake of Allah Almighty, that has been mentioned, that those mosques are spreading the disbelief, while our mosques, Allah Almighty, they are made to so that we can do full justice to the worship of Allah Almighty. Our mosques are for this purpose, that the purpose of our creation should be achieved properly, and that is the worship of Allah Almighty. In this area, the large number of Muslims live here, and as they have got several mosques, so one sect, those people, they have not liked the building of the mosque. Therefore, during the construction period, some people tried to give us some harm and damage us, and some non-Muslims also were there. But these actions of these people and whatever they have done, that should never, ever, that should actually make us all the time more doing full justice to the worship of Allah Almighty. In our relationship with Allah Almighty, it should make us doing more efforts in this field. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, his statement should be kept in mind, and we should act upon this one. And we should be among those people who abide by this, and we should be telling the whole world. In that statement he has mentioned the purpose of his advent, that pure unity of Allah Almighty, which is completely free from all types of shirk and setting a partner with Allah Almighty, which is extinct now, that plant of that pure unity of Allah Almighty should be planted once again. And that pure Tawheed, which is completely eliminated from the earth, then I am going to put up such a plant which is going to be green all the time and never become dry. And we are the people who claim, when we joined this community, then we claim that we are going to, we are the branches of this tree. As long as we are green trees, we are doing full justice to this attachment. And this responsibility of Tawheed is being discharged by us. We will be remain green. Otherwise, we would become like dry leaves which fall down. So by initiating at the hand of the promised Messiah, we have to, through our actions and our sayings, we have to tell each and every person that we are the people who have joined this community for the purpose of worshipping Allah Almighty. And to, in order to eliminate the shirk, we are ready to offer every sacrifice, so that the disbelief and faithlessness could be eliminated from the earth completely. And Allah Almighty says that the construction of the mosque is not the job of those people who try to divide between the people. So this should be the slogan of every Ahmadi today. Not only the slogan, but actually each and every action should be showing this thing, that he is the torchbearer of love, and he is the one who is uniting the hearts of people, and he is going to eliminate the lawlessness and disorder from the world, and particularly from the society around them. And they are actually practically acting upon this verse of Rahmao Bainahum. They are very friendly and helpful to one another, and only then our mosque will be a true mosque, a real mosque. And only then our tabligh will be actually affecting the other people, and their hearts will be influenced by that. And only then we will be able to win their hearts of the Muslims, those who under their ignorance and lack of information has put them into certain doubts about us. Because the truth, according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is, and that promised Messiah is going to make the whole whole world as Ummat-e-Wahida, as one unified community. And we should be showing the real character of the Muslims. And the true teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be fully applied on our lives, and we should be following the path of righteousness. And we should establish this mosque on the pattern of that mosque regarding which Allah Almighty has mentioned that its foundation is based on the piety of Allah Almighty and His player. Otherwise, the mosque which is built without piety and righteousness and without the objective of fulfilling these objectives of righteousness is not made with that. That is actually on the brink of fire, which is just like a mosque which is built on the brink of fire. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal has mentioned in one place that the brink of the river bank falls into the river, and but the brink of hypocrisy falls into fire. And this is the example which has been quoted here, that this that was the mosque mentioned earlier on, that was which was going to fall into fire. So we are the people who are working everything and doing everything for the sake of Allah. Our mosque is going to be like a mosque which is assuring everyone who is taking part in it with a house in paradise. So Allah Almighty, where He has given this example, has mentioned the action of the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and which they tried to give harm to the Muslims. Allah Almighty has given them the assurance that if the hypocrites are trying to harm the people, Allah Almighty has given this assurance that that in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this effort was frustrated. And if in future, if the mu'min, the believers, with utmost sincerity, they are showing the steadfastness of their faith and showing piety, then Allah Almighty will also protect the Muslim community from all types of harms and dangers at the hands of others. But here, the responsibility also comes on the believers, that the example of this mosque is in front of you, which is in line with the mosque of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The foundation of that have been raised on piety and on modesty and prayers, which is for the establishment of righteousness. So therefore, in future, the mu'mins, the believers, should always keep these examples in front of them, which were set up by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions while building the mosques. Otherwise, there is no assurance that your mosques are going to grant you the nearness to Allah Almighty. So in order to get the love of Allah Almighty, in order to purify your hearts, you have the intention for that and to follow the path of righteousness, it is absolutely essential. Therefore, every Ahmadi, whenever they build a mosque, then he should always keep this point in mind, that the purpose of its construction should be the worship of one Allah, and to by following the path of righteousness to attain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. What is taqwa and who is a righteous person? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says about it that with the fear of Allah Almighty and in order to please Allah Almighty, any person, if a person avoids all types of sin, that is really the muttaqi, the righteous person. In one place he says that the Holy Quran teaches us about taqwa. And this is the purpose of the Holy Quran. And taqwa, righteousness, is the ultimate objective of the Holy Quran. If a person does not acquire this quality, and does not get this quality, then his prayers are useless. And they could be just the keys of the hell. Allah Almighty may protect every Ahmadi from these consequences. And the prayers of such people should not be useless, but also taking these people to hell. But we are talking of a mosque. The taqwa should be the net result of that. And in order to achieve this taqwa, for this purpose, a believer offers the prayers, and by constructing the mosque, he gets the house in paradise. So the very first thing should always be this one, that when you construct a mosque, the intention should be pure. There should be no element of disorder. The person who is offering sacrifice for the building of the mosque, he should not be doing like that. And those people who are offering the prayer, Allah Almighty mentioned that if the piety is not there, even if apparently you are offering the prayers, but this will be absolutely useless. And if you ponder over it, you are really terrified by thinking over it. Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, and when there is no piety, there is no virtue there. So we should not be simply satisfied that we have built a very beautiful mosque, which looks from a far off place and it is very nice. Actually, the beauty of the mosque will be at that time when we following the path of righteousness, try to achieve those objectives of the purpose construction of the mosque. And following the path of righteousness, we are fulfilling the objective of the construction of the mosque. So every Ahmadi should always try that with the construction of this mosque, very sincerely, he should become extremely devoted to Allah Almighty and should be offering his prayer more than ever before. And they should be loving one another more than ever before. Your friendly relationship with others should be much stronger for the sake of Allah Almighty. They should try to overlook the faults and mistakes of other people. And they should cleanse their hearts from enmity and rancor of all types. And he should be discharging the responsibilities of your own people and others with modesty and humbleness. You should behave, and only then you will be able to get the blessings of this mosque, and you will be able to get the houses in paradise. And only in that case our prayers would be attracting the blessings of Allah Almighty and the mercy of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us to achieve this objective and always to remain on that one. The verse which I recited in the beginning, in that Allah Almighty has two things have been mentioned about them, which have been in various places, in various forms, have been mentioned repeatedly in the Holy Quran. And these two commandments which are mentioned there is, one is the establishment of the institution of prayer, about which I have already given you some explanation, that after the construction of this mosque, following the path of righteousness, every mu'min has the responsibility that they should be observing salat, and that will increase them in further piety. Regarding the salat, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, what is salat? It is actually that prayer which is tasbih, tahmid and taqdees and istighfar and durood, which is presented before Allah Almighty. So when you stand for prayer, you should not be unmindful of these people. You just go on uttering certain words. But their prayer and istighfar is simply a ceremony, and there is no benefit of that. But when you pray, then except from the Holy Quran are certain, which is the word of Allah, and some prayers which is prescribed by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all other prayers, you can also use your own language and in a very very humble way you should use those words, so that your heart should be getting a good impact of these qualities, and you should be able to get the high standards of piety and righteousness. So when you offer the prayer with full understanding, then you get these rewards. And now that your responsibility is going to increase, because this is what I have seen, that after the construction of the mosque, generally speaking, and the introduction increases and more opportunities of tabligh are made available. So therefore, you have to increase the level of your activities so that the blessings of Allah Almighty should descend more heavily upon you. And through your prayers, you should also raise the standard, because through these prayers, you should be enabled to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat, and more opportunities will be provided to you. And as a result of that, good results will be there. And I come to the second commandment mentioned in this verse, and this is just a coincidence that the foundation of Hartlepool Mosque and Bradford was with the difference of one day. First it was in Bradford, secondly it was in Hartlepool. But the mosque in Hartlepool was completed some 2 years ago. It was small, perhaps that's why it was completed earlier. But the mosque in Bradford has taken some time. But the point which I want to say is that when the opening of the Hartlepool Mosque was made, then it was a coincidence, it was the doing of Allah Almighty, that I announced the new year of Tariq-e-Jadid in Hartlepool, in the opening of the Hartlepool Mosque. And this was perhaps the first announcement outside London of the new year of the Tariq-e-Jadid. So today as well, at the opening of the your mosque here, that when the old previous year of Tariq-e-Jadid is now completed and the new year is starting, the purpose of the start of this Tariq-e-Jadid was actually the enmity, increasing enmity of the opponents of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. And when Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he started this Tariq-e-Jadid, at that time the opponents, they had a very ferocious plans of completely eliminating Ahmadiyyat. But then he presented this plan before the Jamaat. And through this plan, the tabligh of Ahmadiyyat was increased extensively and also expanded outside India. And the mosque that we are making today and various centers that we are purchasing and the number of the Jamaats is increasing, this is actually the fruit of the same Tariq-e-Jadid. So today, today with a very special zeal and a renewed commitment, you have to pay more attention to your prayers, that how Allah Almighty is giving you these bounties and blessings. With this dedication you have to perform tabligh. With this dedication you have to offer your monetary sacrifices. And this is actually the way to express your gratitude of to Allah. And this is actually the reply to the efforts and of the opponents. And the second thing which in that verse which I recited earlier on is this one, that Allah Almighty has mentioned about it, that you should spend your out of your wealth. And every wise person knows that when you spend your money in the way of Allah, from which the requirements of tabligh and literature and the publication of literature is done, and construction of the mosque could be there, new missions can be opened, new missionaries can be trained. Previously there was only one jamia in Qadian, and there were two jamias in Rabwa. Now the missionaries, in order to fulfill the new requirements, increased requirements, in several places the jamias have been opened, and to fulfill and to cater for those requirements which are going to come in future. Britain is also from among those fortunate countries where jamia is established. So there the Allah Almighty has mentioned about the spending of wealth. Then you have to fulfill the expenses of all these requirements. It does not mean that you do something and then sit idle, but on a regular basis, as you have to pay attention to Salat, so that you can get closeness to God Almighty, and very sincerely and dedicatedly you have to pray to Allah Almighty. Similarly, the financial sacrifices also are required in that way. It is not only required once only. After building one mosque, there should be no decrease in your financial sacrifices at all. After publishing some literature, you should not think that it is good enough. Now, by the grace of Allah, more and more opportunities of tabligh are being opened by Allah Almighty. And for that, more and lot of finance is required. We see on MTA today for the first time a live transmission of Friday sermon is being done by MTA, and MTA has got a very significant role in tabligh, and the whole world because of that is not only being introduced to Ahmadiyya Jamaat, but also in many countries, in most of the countries, in most of the places, the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat has reached through MTA. So it is not good enough to convey the message to certain countries, but actually we have to go to each city, in each town and each village and each person we have to reach there. And for that we have to give more sacrifices. For that we need more prayers. So therefore you always make a pledge that you are ready to offer your life and property and honor and time. So this is for this very purpose. So that we can convey the message of Allah Almighty and so that we can raise the flag of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam higher in the world. This is the blessing of Allah Almighty that in the hearts of the Ahmadiyya members of the Jamaat, they have got this zeal and dedication to offer more and more sacrifices. Nowadays, when the world is captured in this financial crisis, Allah Almighty says to the believers that your prayers and your financial sacrifices, Allah Almighty says that these are the things which are going to protect you from the ill effect of this crisis. Because the believer, his eyes are always towards his final end, and it should always be fixed on that. And for that purpose, Allah Almighty says that nor the worldly business and commerce is going to avail, nor your friendship will be of any avail, but all these sacrifices which are given for the sake of Allah Almighty, they are going to benefit you. It's a great bounty of Allah Almighty on the community that the Ahmadis, they have understood this message. The burdens of these financial sacrifices, sometimes they increase very much, and sometimes the feeling is there that perhaps they have increased too heavily. But there are large number of Ahmadis by the grace of Allah who are continuously offering these sacrifices. When they built a mosque, some of them people who contributed quite a lot. I know a person who he was here on a temporary basis, and whatever he had, he gave for the building of this mosque. And I had to tell him that there is a right of your own self as well. You should also keep that in mind. So the people know that on 31st of October, the 1 year of Tahreek-e-Jadeed finishes. And they are actually already ready that when the sermon is there and the new year of the announced is new year is announced, they should immediately go for such people who always give for their promises. And there are some people who have actually got their cash ready as soon as the announcement is there, so that they can, along with their promise, they should also pay that one immediately. They don't keep these things as a loan to God Almighty, are pending for, and there are some people who, even if they have to take borrow some money from there for their own personal need, so then they say that why can't the same promises of Tahreek-e-Jadeed and others can't be paid. But anyway, everybody has his own type of relationship with Allah Almighty. So, despite the fact that many people cannot afford it, I do not tell them that they should take back their contributions, but I do remind them that they have the responsibility concerning their family and children. But their reply is always there, that this is actually the bargain that we make with Allah Almighty. And sometimes their wives also, they make the contributions very increasingly. And Ahmadi ladies, I have seen, they are, by the grace of Allah, they are excelling in their monetary sacrifices from the men. And I mentioned in the report given by Amir Sahib was that the Lajna made more contributions. Similarly, in the Berlin Mosque in Germany, when it was built, the Lajna UK, they contributed nearly £200,000 there. In Britain, the new mosques, this new wave which has started, I think in that as well, there is a lot of role played by the Ahmadi ladies. And in some of the meetings in Shura, sometime it is mentioned there, and it has been mentioned in front of me as well. Sometime in Mulaqat they mention it. that they think that the mosque should be built immediately because it is needed for our children. So, this is the beauty of Ahmadiyyat. This is that revolution which has been brought about by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam among us. Our mothers, our wives, our children, they have been given this revolution. And as long as this revolution is there, in their progeny, there would be people who is increasing in their salat and also in their financial sacrifices, they will be there all the time. Their progenies and their offsprings, they will be offering greater sacrifices. May Allah enable the Jamaat of the Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam that they are blessed with such ladies who are sacrificing and men and children who are offering these sacrifices. And those people, instead of looking towards worldly gains and benefits, they always look towards the life after death. And they are always following the path of righteousness. At the end, I would like to, present those figures, the comparison, because the people are waiting for this comparison of Tariq-e-Jadid, their contribution. The 74th year of Tariq-e-Jadid, the financial year has finished, completed, and the 75th new year has started. And according to the reports, this year, collectively, we can say by the grace of Allah, the Jamaat has been enabled to pay for Tariq-e-Jadid 4,102,792 pounds have been paid. And this collection, compared with the collection last year, it is 500,000 more, although there is a great financial crisis. And this is the attitude of the Ahmadis, that the last month, perhaps the last day sometime, they fulfill their promises. They go on keep it pending or delaying it. Pakistan, by the grace of Allah, throughout the world, is number one in all the Jamaats. According to the collective collection, the first 10 Jamaats are like this. I mention it, Pakistan number one, then America, then Britain. America is number two, because when we calculated at the end, then the rate of dollar was better, but their collection is slightly less than last year. Number three is Britain. In this year, they have presented 74,000 more in collection. Number four is Germany, then Canada, Indonesia, India, Belgium, and Australia. Both are on eighth position. Switzerland, and Nigeria and Mauritius are at number 10. The Nigerian Jamaat is very actively doing work in Tariq-e-Jadid, and they have been now included in the first 10 Jamaats. And in this way, in African Jamaats, Nigeria is the very first country which has been included among the first 10 Jamaats, and that's a good example which they have set. Last year, Switzerland was not there. This year, they have did some effort and they are included. Ghana, Norway, France, Holland, and some Jamaats in Middle East, they are worthy to be mentioned because of their collection. I don't mention the figures, but they have progressed, no doubt. According to the local currency, those countries which have done very effectively, they are Pakistan, Britain, Canada, Indonesia, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Trinidad, and Singapore. This year, by the grace of Allah, the number of those people who are paying the contribution is more than 500,000 people. Although it is, according to my expectation, my estimate, it was still less than that. If they wish so, if they do some effort, and the Jamaats to work hard on this one, it can be three times more than that. If they go on jumping, then inshallah they will be able to attain that one. And those countries which have increased the figure, as I mentioned, in Africa, Nigeria, they have paid maximum attention, then Ghana, Canada, India, Germany, Britain, Indonesia, Benin, Niger, and Ivory Coast. There are five countries of Africa which are included, and if others join, then the number can increase substantially. In Daftar Awwal, the first chapter, it was started during Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani's time, and then it was asked that those people who have passed away, their ledgers should be reopened and continued. So there are 3,800 ledgers were there, and all of them, they have almost all of them, their relatives, their progeny, and their children and grandchildren, they have opened that, and some has been reopened from the amount which some other people have sent. So all these... In Pakistan, the report of Pakistan is also presented according to collective contribution. First is Lahore, second is Rabwa, and the third is Karachi. Lahore, Rabwa, and Karachi. But the people in Rabwa, according to their collective contribution, the increase that they have made, that is, number one is Rabwa, second is Karachi, and from the point of the collection, the Karachi goes higher, and then Lahore, and the other 10 jamaats are Rawalpindi. There are 10 jamaats, Islamabad, Sialkot, Multan, Quetta, Sheikhupura, Okhada, Hyderabad. And in district, the prominent are Sialkot, Mirpur, Gujranwala, Faisalabad, Sargodha, Gujarat, Bahawalnagar, Narowal, Mirpur, Azad Kashmir, Peshawar, and Badin. And then those jamaats, those who are prominently come forward, Sangad, Wakench, Kunri, Khokhar Garbik, 166 Murad, Nadimabad, Bashirabad, Katiyali Khurd, Saban, Dasti. And there are 10 positions in UK. They have kept separate big and smaller jamaats separately, and the 10 positions have been given. And so far as collection is concerned, whether it is a small or big one, the Halka Masjid Fazal is number one, Worcester Park is number two, West Hill three, Tooting four, Sutton five, New Malden six, Bradford North and South seven. So says Alhamdulillah, at least they are getting some prominence. 8 Manchester, Gillingham 9, and Inner Park is 10. And in smaller jamaats, Scunthorpe, number 1, Wolverhampton, number 2, Bristol, number 3, Spen Valley, Lymington Spa, Bournemouth, North Wales, Woking Art, 8, and 9 Keithley, and Devon and Cornwall is number 10. In America, the Silicon Valley is number 1, Chicago West number 2, Northern Virginia 3, and Detroit number 4. In Canada, the first 3 jamaats are Calgary Northeast, Calgary Northwest number 2, and Peace Village number 3. I thought Peace Village will be number 1, but anyway, Allah Almighty may reward all these people who have made the sacrifices and bless their income and their wealth, and they should be understanding this reality in future as well, and they should continue making, offering their financial sacrifices, and also they should be able to go on increasing their levels of worship in future as well. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu
وَنُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَنَتَوَكَّلُ عَلَيْهِ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.